rich man. And they both died. Starting at verse 22 of Luke chapter 16. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Luke chapter 16, verse 22, and was buried. Verse 23, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then said he, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren that he may testify unto them, lest they come also unto this place of torment. Verse 29, Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. Amen. And I could have named this many things, but to make sure I have your attention, I'm calling this Listen to the Donkey. Message from a donkey. If you could bow your heads with me. Father, we just thank you one more time. Lord, to speak to this house, speak to me, O Father. Let your words have power. Let them find good soil to really move us, to move us, Lord, in your direction. We thank you right now in Jesus' name. Turn to someone, shake their hand, and say, I'm going to receive the word. Amen. You may be seated in Jesus' name. It seems to me that people, and I include myself, we don't listen until something bad happens. Right? Most times we ignore stuff until something really grabs our attention. And usually it has to be something negative to really grab our attention and wake us up. And in this case, it was something very extreme that happened that grabbed the attention of the rich man. It was, in fact, his death. It took him dying to realize that his life on earth was a waste of time, that he had ended up in the wrong place, and things had not worked out the way he had thought. He had had, during his life, he had had riches, he had had money, he had had all the good things. But during that time, he had not listened to the word. And I'm asking you today, what will it take to make you listen? You know, it's like these elections. The day after the election, people are waking up saying, I wish I had voted. Right? And if they had the election today, maybe it'd be a completely different result now, because people suddenly take things seriously. I wish we never get to the point in our life where we look back and say, I wish. And yet most of us will. Most of us have. There have been many choices we have made that we look at it and we say, I wish I had done something differently. That's such a sad statement. We find in the extreme that it took this man's death before he paid attention to what was really important in his life. What was really important was where you're going. It's not where you have been that's so important. It's where you're going. Have you paid attention? Are you listening to the many messages, to the words, to the songs, to the praise and worship? Do you know where you're going? Are you listening to what God is speaking to you and trying to tell you? It took his death and ending up in a place of torment before he realized that he wasn't listening. He then said to Abraham, can you send someone? Send someone and go back to my family because I got 5 brothers. Maybe if someone comes and speaks to them and tells them what I'm going through, they will listen. What will it take to get us to listen? Will it take a tragedy? Will it take losing a loved one? Will it take a disaster before we start to call on the name of God? Before we start to get serious about our salvation? What will it take for us to listen? Because in Revelation chapter 3, that's the main theme that God is speaking to the churches. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saying to the church. Well, you know what that tells me? The churches were not listening. Although they got preached to every Sunday, somehow the messages were just going over their head. It was passing them by. The Bible says in Revelation 3, every church that Jesus spoke to, he said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. We're not listening sometimes until we have a tragedy, till it's too late. Then we say, I wish. This man, Lazarus, he was in the place of torment, finally, before he understood the seriousness of what his condition was. He said, can you send someone back to my family? Can you beg them? Can you tell them? This is not a place for them to come. It's a serious place. They will listen. If someone comes back from the dead, if someone comes back from the grave, they will listen. Have you got a family member? Have you got a friend that's just not listening, that you can see disaster in their lives and they're not listening to you? And no matter what you say, they seem to ignore you. See, this is the condition that we're in today, that people are not listening because when the truth is presented, they don't want to believe it. You know why? It'll mean they'll have to change. They'll have to do something different. They'll have to, as I said in Sunday school, leave the pig pen. They'll have to get out of the pigsty. They'll have to change their lifestyle. They'll have to make a new direction. You know what will force you? Death. See, this man was so happy. He was living a life of luxury. He had everything. But then something came and interfered with his plans. You know what interfered with every one of our plans? Death. See, the Bible says in Hebrews 9 that there is appointed unto men once to die. Then there's going to be an accounting. There's going to be a reckoning. There's going to be a decision made as to what you did with what you knew. Amen? And you're going to say, I wish. What will make us wake up and listen? We are in the end times, saints. We're in the end times. I know you've heard it for years. In fact, the Bible prophesied that people would scoff and say that we've been hearing that for the last, since I've been a baby, that Jesus was coming. But I'm telling you, you look around and see the signs. See the signs. I can't really expand tonight what I'm going to say. Come Tuesday night and I'll get much deeper because we're streaming this right now. So you'll just have to come back Tuesday night and I'll get a little bit deeper. But I'm telling you, we're in the harvest season. It's time to wake up. What will make you listen? I'm speaking to somebody today. What will make you listen? What will make you wake up? Will it take death? You know, I saw a poster some many years ago, and it was an advert by a church. And on the picture, it had a coffin and 6 men taking the coffin back in the church. And the inscription said, will it take 6 strong men to take you back to church? You listening to me? In this case, that's exactly what happened with Lazarus. It took his death before he realized that he wasn't listening. Do you understand that God has been speaking to you? God is speaking to you right now. Are you listening? Is it making you have any ideas to change, to seek his face? We talked about in Sunday school. I want to seek his face. I don't want to ever come to church most of my life to hear one day that I missed it. Wouldn't that be the saddest thing out? Wouldn't that be the saddest thing out to have come to church 52 Sundays, Tuesday nights, Thursday nights, to wake up one morning and find out that you missed it, that there are millions of people that have disappeared, and you will say, I wish I had to listen. This man did not realize until the extreme happened that he was in trouble. He said to Abraham, can you send someone, just send someone back from the grave, and they will listen. You see, what happens is that things will come into our life. God will try and speak to us through circumstance. But we won't listen. We just keep brushing it off. And things will start to get worse and worse, and we still won't listen. And we'll just keep brushing it off. In the case of this man, it took till his death. He never listened. He passed by that beggar every day. He never ministered to him once. He didn't say, I'm going to give you a scrap. He did not listen. It did not listen. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 6. Do you understand that God has a plan for your life? But if you keep ignoring it, then there is going to be wrath. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. God will try and speak to you through his word. You'll come to Sunday school and his word will try and wash you and try and speak to you and try and warn you. But are you listening? Are you listening? Are you listening? Let no man deceive you with vain words. Because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be ye not partakers, therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light. We're supposed to be light. We're supposed to be the salt of the earth. Do we have anything to give, to minister to any other person when we leave here? Do we have the joy of the Lord? Or have we let the devil beat us down because we weren't listening to the word? I'm telling you, I know I spoke it, but I tell you, that Sunday school was pretty good. I'm taking it for myself. Were you listening? That you are accepted in the beloved? Amen. We should be the happiest people out. Amen. We should have bread and to give. Amen. We should be able to take our 5 loaves and 2 fishes and start to pray over it and multiply and say, I have a word for you, brother. I have a word for you, sister. God has said you shall live and not die. But are we listening? Are we listening? Amen. You know, some of us, me too sometimes, I heard it was Bishop T.D. Jakes that said this, and I've used this before. Matthew 16, 20. Now, just before he was crucified, he had a Last Supper, and he was telling them some truths. Now, when the evening was come, he sat down with the 12, and as they did eat, he said, verily I say unto you, one of you will betray me. You see, most of us, when we're told truth, we're like Judas or some other person else. We're looking, it must be him. It must be the person. He's not speaking to me. You know, are you looking at me? Are you talking to me? You see what they said, their difference was, look at this. One of you will betray me. And they were exceeding sorrowful and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? See, we need to say, Lord, is it I? Is it I that the preacher is speaking about? Or do I think I'm so righteous and so full of the Holy Ghost, I don't need no word? I've got it all worked out. Are you listening? Is it going to take a dead person to come back and speak to you and tell you some truth? Because that's what it was going to take for his brothers and sisters to believe. Abraham said, no. If you're not listening to the word that's being preached now, you're not going to listen to a dead person. Amen. They weren't listening to Abraham and Moses and the prophets. They wanted God to show up himself. But God said, if you can believe having not seen, then it is blessed. Are you listening? You see, they were exceeding sorrowful and began every one of them to say unto the Lord, is it I? They thought it could have been me. I want you to know that I could be lost. You could be lost if we don't start listening. If we don't understand that God is speaking to us every day, sometimes in circumstance, and we just ignore it. Sometimes we get mad at the circumstance. You ever been late for work and you're getting mad because you can't find your keys? You never know. God could be speaking to you. He is delaying your trip for some reason. Maybe you were going to have an accident. Maybe something negative was going to happen. You know, we have got to get to the place where we take Romans 8, 28 and not just say it, but mean it. And we know that all things work together. When you lose your keys, all things work together. When you lose your job, all things work together. It gets hard. But if we are truly listening to the word, then we will believe it. I'm going to get to the heart and meat of my sermon today. Not going to be long. Anyone remember the title? Message from a Donkey. We see in the Old Testament that there was this character called Balaam. And he was somewhat of a prophet of Baal, but he practiced the occult. And he was asked by some tribes to come and curse Israel. And, you know, he knew better that that wasn't going to work. He said, well, I'm going to have to ask God about that because they're his people. And he tried to ask God, and God said, no, you can't go curse my people. But you guess what? He wasn't listening. Numbers 22, verse 21, and I'm going to be real short because if you're listening, it doesn't take many words. Numbers 22, verse 21, and Balaam rose up in the morning and saddled his ass and went with the princes of Moab. He's going to go and do what God told him, don't do. Guess what? Wasn't listening. You ever done that? When you knew God told you not to do something, you in your spirit, you knew you weren't supposed to do it, but your flesh was telling you, you know what? Shall I tell you how it works? Your flesh starts to talk to you. Yes, but. But you know what? Maybe if you just go with them and don't say anything, you can still get paid for them and still be obedient to God. Yeah, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to go with my friends here, but I'm not going to get involved with what they're into. I know God doesn't. I can feel that I'm not supposed to go, but you know what? I'm in control of this. It's not going to happen to me. I'm just going to go along. Balaam took his donkey and started to go. Verse 22. You know, when you disobey God, you know what's going to happen? God's going to get mad at you. Especially when you're doing something when he already told you not to do. And it's not really even sometimes God punishing us. We do it to ourselves. You know, yesterday, my brother and his wife and my family was over the house, and my little niece Ava, she was kicking up a storm. She was telling us she didn't want to do something and fighting and struggling, and she got so mad she kicked herself back. And unfortunately, she was by the edge of the coffee table. See, that's what we do. And nobody punished her, but she kicked herself back and she really walloped her head right in the back. Do you know we do that? We fight God, and because of our disobedience, negative things come into our life. And we got no one to blame because we weren't listening. And then we blame the coffee table. Who put that there? You see, we need to start listening. God has a plan for your life, and we go through life thinking it's somebody else, and we're not listening. God's anger was kindled because he went, and disaster was about to strike him. The angel of the Lord stood in the way for an adversary against him. Now, luckily, he was riding a donkey. He was riding an ass, and two servants were with him. And the donkey was wide awake. The donkey saw the danger. The Bible says the donkey, the ass, saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way with his sword drawn. And the donkey tried to get out the way. The donkey had more sense. The donkey had more sense than Balaam. Do you understand that sometimes the people around us can see disaster coming for us? And they tell us, and we're still not listening. What will it take to get us to listen? So the donkey saw what was going to happen and tried to get out the way. But the angel of the Lord stood in path of the vineyards, and it was a narrow place and couldn't turn. And so the donkey did what the only thing he could do was sit down. Sometimes we fight against God, and we try and make stuff happen, and it won't happen. We get mad at God. You see, what's happening is God is trying to let the donkey sit down because we're facing disaster. We're not listening. And he got mad, you know, got mad, and he decided he's going to beat the donkey. We start to strike out at people who's given us good advice. I don't want to hear what you got to say. I don't want to listen to you. You don't know my situation. Have you heard that before? Because we're not listening. See, Lazarus only started to listen when it was too late. Can't you send someone from the dead? They'll listen to him. They'll listen to him. And jumping down to verse 28, finally, God had mercy on Balaam. He opened the donkey's mouth. See, a message from a donkey. God will bring you to the place where sometimes it seems somebody impossible is trying to speak to you. A stranger will bring you a message, and you finally, sometimes in God's mercy, will get it. Here the donkey starts to speak. And the Lord opened the mouth of the ass and said unto Balaam, what have I done unto thee that thou hast smitten me these three times? When we get mad, we start to strike at all the people trying to save us. We tell them to go away. Leave me alone. I don't want to hear what you're saying. What will it take to get us to listen? A message from a donkey. Sometimes God has to use an ass to get us to hear. If you could stand with me. If you could stand with me. Two thousand years later, the messenger came. The one who came back from the dead to bring a message. And guess what? Instead of the donkey speaking, this time it was the donkey that was bringing the messenger. What will it take for you to listen? Because if you're not hearing me, the next time you see Jesus may not be so good. Abraham said, you have Moses and the prophets. You have the word. What are you waiting for? Does it have to take a supernatural event? Does a rock have to start to speak to you? Because it will. Do you know it says in Revelation that if you will not cry out, the rocks are going to cry out. When will we listen? When will we get serious? I'm telling you, we are in perilous times. I am so convinced of this, more convinced than I have ever been, that we don't have a long time. I am so serious. This election is a turning point. I'll go that far. I am so convinced it's a turning point. And if you're waiting and waiting and waiting, you may end up like Lazarus, and all you can say is send a messenger. It's too late for me, because I didn't listen. God showed mercy in letting a donkey bring a message. But Balaam really didn't listen. 2,000 years later, he let the donkey bring the messenger. And 3 days later, that person came back from the dead, just like Lazarus had asked. The question is today, are you listening? Lazarus said, if someone comes back from the dead, send them to my family. Let them know how terrible this place is, that they don't want to come here, that this is for real. Are you listening? Are you listening? Do you understand that the parable that Jesus told, he himself fulfilled? He was the one that came back from the dead to bring a message. To bring a message. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, he may not make a donkey speak, but his word is speaking today. I am speaking to you today. Are you listening? Will it take something so serious before you really give your heart fully and without reservation to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? This is my message from the donkey. We can fool around, and you can fool me, and we can come to church, but you can't fool God. The next time I meet him, I want him to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord. I don't want him to say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I know you not. Are you listening? Or will it take a message from a donkey to make this real? I wonder what Balaam thought. Can you imagine the shock on his face when a donkey started to speak to him? That's when he realized how close to death he had been. But you see, God may not make a donkey speak because he's got me. He's got other people. He's got his word. And if you won't listen to that, then the next time you see him, and I don't preach hell and damnation messages, but I'm kind of preaching one today because it is impressed upon me. If I don't speak this word, God is going to hold me accountable. So you can have a message from a dead man, message from a donkey, or you can hear God's word that is the living word today, that is able to save you and deliver you. I'm done. This altar is open. My last question is, are you listening? Are you listening? We're going to close this service today. But I want this church, I want Rehoboth to get serious. We need to come into God's presence so much more, because perilous times are not coming, they have come. And if we don't stay in God's presence, stay at his feet, there's a storm coming, spiritual storm, and we need to wake up. We need to stay in the boat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask those of you that are in the pew, if you could close your eyes right now, and if you could reach out by faith and ask God, Lord, speak to me. I'm ready to listen. That's what seven times in the book of Revelation, God's warning came forth. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. God is speaking to you today. He is speaking through me to you today. And he wants you to know, are you listening? It's time for us to, like the disciples, say, is it I, Lord? Is it I? They became exceeding sorrowful. And they said, is it I? I don't want to be the one to betray him. I don't want to be the one to be lost. Hallelujah. If you could bow your heads with me. Father, we just thank you today. Help this word to find good soil.